Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. While we are preparing our hearts for Easter, may you find a fresh encounter as we reflect on Jesus' journey to transform the world. So let's get started with today's episode with Worship Key Volunteer Leader Lauren Franco.
But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." Luke 23:28. Here we meet Jesus on his way to be crucified on the road known as the Via Dolorosa. It's in this moment in time between his trial and his crucifixion that he speaks. We hear some of his final recorded complete thoughts before his death. Everything after this is fragmented prayers. When someone who is close to death speaks their final words, it's almost like you instinctively lean in. So let's lean into these final words of Jesus together. This journey would have been a public spectacle. He was on display for all to see with the intent to humiliate. People would be pressing in all around. He himself would be bloodied, beaten, and in pain. It says in verse 27 that a great multitude of people followed him, including women who were mourning. And it's at this moment that he turns and he addresses the women. We can't overlook the fact that Jesus saw the women weeping. In his own injured state, he still took notice and he turned and he spoke to them. He is never far away from you in your pain. Grief is a very real part of our life. Here we see that Jesus sees and he acknowledges the women's tears, that he does not brush them off or tell them to stop. I believe this shows us that there is so much health in expressing our emotions. Friend, would you please hear me today that Jesus sees your tears, the ones that you've cried publicly and privately. He sees your broken heart, your broken relationships, health concerns, anxieties, and depression. And be encouraged that you are seen and known by your Savior who understands what it is to suffer. Scripture even tells us that there is blessing in grief. In Matthew 5:4, it says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Psalm 34:18 tells us that the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. And what if it's in our grief that we can reflect on what God is doing in a situation? Jesus goes on to say, "Do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." He is redirecting their pain, their reason for weeping. In his exhortation to the women, he is challenging them to look at their own sin and not to Jesus' temporary suffering. Theologian Charles Spurgeon says it this way: "To weep over a dying Savior is to lament the remedy. The cross was the remedy for our sin. Weep for the sin, not for the cross." This Easter season, it is timely to pause and recognize that it was my sin that held him there. And then if I find myself in my own personal season of grief, I can look to a suffering Savior who knows my pain and he walks with me in it. Let me ask you this. Have you ever stopped to grieve over your own sin? Do you weep over the devastating effects of sin in this world? I know I do. If you do, then you are near to the Father's heart. Let us be willing to acknowledge and even sit in that emotion today. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you that you meet us in the middle of our grief. You even bless those who mourn. We ask for your presence as we grapple with the effects of sin in this world and even our own sin. Help us to see where we need to confess and repent of our sins and seek forgiveness from you. I pray a blessing over those who are mourning and that you would comfort those who are grieving today and draw near to them. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Join us on Sunday, March 31st for Easter at Crossroads. Get service times and more at crossroadschurch.net/Easter.